Happy Friday! It's Katie here, and welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today we are going to talk about the 5-second rule. This is for my listeners who are procrastinators, who find themselves giving all the excuses in the book in their own head, this constant battle before you just freaking make a decision and do something. I know I personally struggle with making decisions, whether it's as simple as where do you want to go out to eat? What do you want to do today? I mean, I'm just such a go with the flow person that when it comes to decision making, let's be honest, I'm not so good at it. So if you've heard of the 5-second rule, you may have also heard of the creator of this concept, Mel Robbins. She is known as a CNN commentator and does a lot of motivational speeches. She's been with Oprah, Dr. Phil, probably Dr. Oz, you know, you name it. She's been on all the big media outlets. So I read this book a couple months ago, and it really has had a strong impact on my mentality as far as motivation and just getting shit done, to be quite honest. So the whole concept is that, you know, our brains, when we go to make a decision, we have about 5 seconds with what's going on in the brain to make a decision before we start talking ourselves out of it. So let's say, for example, you're laying in bed, your alarm goes off, you hear the alarm, that annoying beeping, whatever it is, and you instantly want to click snooze. Right? Maybe your alarm's on the other side of the room. You've tried that trick where you put it on the side of the room so you have to get up and turn it off. But within those 5 seconds, you start to go through in your head, well, I'll just work out later. I didn't sleep very well. You know, fill in the blank, all the different excuses that we come up with. So what Mel suggests is counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go and take action. So it sounds silly, but what happens in that 5-second countdown is you're getting rid of that time in your brain to come up with excuses. You're focusing on that number, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, decide. And if you can start doing that in your everyday habits, your everyday, you know, routines, you can use it when you're going to make a decision before what you eat, right? Let's say there's donuts in the break room, right? And you're really trying to watch your sugar intake. You see the donuts, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, grab a glass of water. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, walk out the door. So that you just make those decisions and get rid of that negative voice in your head that keeps getting in the way of getting to your goals. So I hope you can try this today, whether it's getting up for a Friday morning workout, whether it's even just doing the right thing as a human, right? Do I go back and hold the door for someone? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it. Try it today and let us know what you think. That's your homework assignment this weekend. Try it once today. Try it with a different habit tomorrow. And if you feel like this could work for you with a little more practice, a little more insight to it, check out the audiobook, which I personally love because I drive to work, or handheld book, right? Nothing better than actually holding a book in your hands, flipping the pages, something about it. So it's called The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. Check it out, practice this tip, and let us know what you think. As always, be sure to subscribe so that you get all the latest updates from Lauren and I, and leave us a review, because really that and truly that is how we reach more people. That's how we find awesome go-getters, dreamers, doers, shakers like you to help us with our mission to make everyone just a little bit happier, a little bit healthier, and a better person along the way. Thanks so much. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday. Bye.